leapt into the nighttime sky. He was free! Far off in a tree, Judge Owl was wide awake. She thought the flying dog looked familiar, as if from a dream. She flew over to investigate. As the owl and Mr. Lunch floated down to Earth, Mr. Lunch explained everything about the good elephant and the bad elephant, about the rubies and the rocks. Judge Owl said, "Don't worry. I will take care of everything." And she did. When the good elephant saw that his umbrella was broken, he took the pieces and made a hat. Then he added,
is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
On Saturday, July 30th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news as the coup continues. And then 10:30 a.m., Joshua Fried is back this week with his Radio Wonderland show after a week off. He mixes New York City radio live onto Hudson Valley frequencies for a half-hour dance party every Saturday morning. At 11 a.m., it's time for Christian Hawkins' Here to Go show on the 12th aisle this month. Then at 3 p.m., the Radio Art Hour features works from Anna Raimondo and Mark Vernon. At 6 p.m., the Framework Show features composers using field recordings in their work, and we'll hear this week from Thanos Christos, Hada Bastini, Mariam Servan, Manja Ristic, and Emmanuel Costini, among others. And tune in Mike Watt and the Watt from Pedro Show at 10 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Yeah. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
And bookish things. And that's what we'll do today, because that's what we do every week on Bound by Books.
What if we had one week where we just talked about anything but a book?
No books allowed.
That would be a nightmare.
Terrifying.
We'd have nothing to do.
I'd have to listen to the radio with my hands over my face. Doesn't make any sense. There's no real, I guess, fingers in my ears, but then it's, I don't know. It's not quite the same equivalent to like peeking through your fingers when you're watching something scary for listening. Mm-hmm. Who wants to get us started today? How about Fatia?
Well, I have this I wrote this whole thing. It's called Mermaid Tales, A Tale of Two Sisters. And it's by, I think it's by Debbie Deddy. And the characters' names are, Eco, Shelly, Crystal, Miss and Mr. V, Kaiki, Pearl, and Mare Ridge. And their, goal is to get the treasure. It's, a trip, but they didn't know it was, a treasure of a human, from a human. And the problem was that Eco, helped her sister, Crystal, but she couldn't, go to parent night, and Eco could not go to tail flippers practice. And the happy ending was their mama was happy and proud of Crystal and Eco, and Eco's coach gave her one more chance, so they lived happily ever after. The end. I wrote part of it, and I wrote parts of it.
So that was something, was that a book report, or was that something, a story that you wrote?
It's like a book report, it's like a small book report.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding.
I never made a book report before.
Were you doing it as an assignment or just for fun?
It's my own assignment.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, I wonder what grade you learn how to write a book report in. Do you remember, Georgia, when you first learned to write a book report?
I don't know if I've actually written a book report before.
Oh.
Wait, I think I have, but in a different form than normal. I guess it's just been something where, write a poem or, a comic strip or something, and then write about the book itself. But I guess I haven't really done, one of the classic book reports before. Mm-hmm. But I've done, a much more fun form of it, I guess I'd say. But I know how to write one. I think they taught me, I don't know, I think maybe fourth grade, fifth grade. I don't know. Maybe around there.
I forget. So, what grade are you going into, Fatia?
Going into fourth grade.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Maybe you'll learn this year.
You'll probably learn this year or next year.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing your debut book report. Although you give us sort of radio book reports frequently on the show, so that's cool. So Georgia, what did you have to talk about today?
So I'm talking about the sequel to a book that I read, a book that I shared a week or two ago called The Witches of Brooklyn, and this sequel is called What the Hex, and it's really good. It's a very good sequel. It's not one of those where it's the first one's great and the second one's trash. It's a really, really good sequel, so I definitely recommend this, but definitely you should read the first one before you read this one, because I hope that this turns into a series. It might. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to read the description. Could there be even more witches in Brooklyn? Effie is excited to meet so many witches, but what's going on with her friends? Do they like the new kid more than her? On top of that, learning magic is hard work. Effie just wants to have fun being a witch, but life in Brooklyn is about to get weirder.
That's a very quick description. I like the title, What the Hex? Mm-hmm. Clever.
I think that's the only description. Yeah, it's a really good book. Definitely would recommend it. Definitely would also recommend reading the first one before reading this one, because nothing will make sense at all.
Good to know. That's a big question of mine whenever there's a series that, because sometimes there are series where you can just jump in the middle and it's fine. You don't have to read them in order, but some you really miss out or like are totally lost if you haven't read them all, mm-hmm. or at least all the earlier ones.
Like The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, you can literally read them in any order, mm-hmm. but this, nothing will make sense if you don't read it in order.
So what was the first one again? Witches of Brooklyn?
Witches of Brooklyn.
Or that's the series.
And okay. The second one is What the Hex.
Great. So people can check those out.
And
in order.
Yeah. And The New Girl, I had suspected from the beginning what was up with her, and I was right. So I won't tell what.
That's always fun when your predictions, like, you finally figure out that you're right.
It is.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I have a book that I just read, which I mentioned on the radio show when it was coming out last month, I think, as a book that sounded good. And I read it, and it turns out I was right. It was good. So it's called Smaller Sister. It's by Maggie Edkins Willis. And it's a middle grade graphic novel. It is fiction, although it's inspired by the author's childhood and relationship with her sister, but it's very fictionalized. So it's not an autobiography, but it is inspired by her childhood. But it's fictionalized in many ways, including in this story, there's two sisters, and in her real life, there were three. But the story is told from the perspective of Luce, or Lucy, she goes by Luce, who is the younger of two sisters, but they're very close in age. They're just about a year apart. And her older sister, Olivia, who goes by Livy, at a young age, develops an eating disorder, anorexia, where she is very controlling of what food she puts in her body and exercises to an extreme where she's not healthy and loses a lot of weight and strength. And so it starts off before she gets sick and shows their relationship and then how their relationship changes when she becomes sick. And then sort of as that goes along, her getting better, but also looks into Luce's own day-to-day life. So it's not just about their relationship as sisters or the struggles of her sister, but also about Luce's time making friends in school and about her own body image and trying to figure out her place in school and like what's her talent and, you know, who is she and what does she like to wear? And so it's a very good book, and it follows them through many different changes. They move. They change schools at one point, and then they move and have to go to another school at another point. And those changes can be really tough for anybody, but especially for her sister, whose sickness has some to do with control and what you can control in life. And so having changes can be a little unsettling. And then there's also a little bit that happens at camp one summer that's fun. So I thought it was a very nice story. I liked both the relationship between the sisters, both good and bad, I think is very relatable, even if it's not exactly relatable, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like my sister and my relationship is exactly like these two sisters, but there were things that like I could connect to. And the same with her like school life and figuring out who her friends are and kind of some of the meanness of girls of a certain age and boys too. But she has some not so nice friends at certain points, and you know, some of the struggles of aging where at some point, you know, especially if you have a younger or an older friend or sibling where you might have fun doing something and then at some point they hit an age where they think it's babyish, but you're like, but I still want to play that game. It's so fun. I don't know. Thought it was highly relatable, even though there was very little that actually was something that I've like experienced in life. But I thought that was pretty cool about it. And this is her debut graphic novel. And I thought she did a really good job of both storytelling and character development. And her artwork is nice. So we'll have to keep an eye out for more books by Maggie Edkins Willis. So that's Smaller Sister.
Sounds like an amazing book. I'd love to check that out. It's a bummer that I can't get on Libby.
Oh, it's not available on there yet.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, I can check out if it's available to purchase or not. Not sure. Sometimes they aren't for whatever reason. Or sometimes they're like a bajillion dollars, which we don't have.
I don't think anyone has a bajillion dollars.
Be pretty cool if they did. Well, if they did and wanted to buy ebooks for the library, that is.
Yeah.
So recently, the Eisner Awards were nominated, which are graphic novel industry awards that they give out every year during Comic-Con in California. And since we read a lot of comics on the show, I thought I would note the ones that are for young readers. So for the early readers, which is up to age 8, the winner was Chibi Usagi, Attack of the Hebe Chibis by Julie and Stan Sakai, which I have checked out right now, but I haven't read it yet. So maybe I'll read it and report back next week. The only one on the nominees that I have read there was Arlo and Pips, number 2, Join the Crow Crowd by Elise Gravel, which is really cute, fun series. The characters are all crows.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then Best Publication for Kids, ages 9 to 12, which is like, those are the books we really love on this show. We talk about them all the time. And the winner for that, I'm going to check out right after the radio show. And so I'll be able to report back on that next week. But the winner was Salt Magic by Hope Larson and Rebecca Mock, which sounds really good. I could read the description for that one.
I've read a book by Hope Larson, a really good one.
Yeah. It was about a band, right? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the description for Salt Magic. 12-year-old Von Sale cannot wait for her older brother, Elbert, to come home to the family farm in Oklahoma after serving on the front lines of World War I. But the young man who greets her at the train station is serious and responsible, not the fun-loving brother she remembers. And he doesn't have time for her anymore, especially not after he marries his plain, boring childhood sweetheart. Soon after the wedding, glamorous, mysterious Greta arrives at the farm. She's followed Elber all the way back from Paris, and when she learns he's married another woman, she's furious. Revealing herself as a powerful salt witch, she dooms the farm by turning its only source of water, a spring, to crop-destroying salt water. Elber falls ill from the shock, so Von Sale strikes out on her own to confront Greta and lift the curse. In this utterly unique graphic novel fairy tale, Von Sale travels through deserts, ghost towns, and her own family's past in her quest to set things right. The journey will change her in ways that can't be undone and teach her powerful lessons about sacrifice, love, and the importance of family.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited to read that. So I'll report back next week. And then the other books that were nominated in that category, I also wasn't very familiar with, except I think you read one of them. Did you read Allergic?
Yes. So good.
So that was nominated in that category. That's by Megan Wagner Lloyd and Michelle Mainutter.
What are the other books?
There was Four-Fisted Tales, Animals in Combat by Ben Towle, Rainbow Bridge by Steve Orlando, Steve Fox, and Valentina Brincati, Saving Soria, Chang and the Sun Bear by Trang Nguyen and Jeet Zdung, and The Science of Surfing, A Surfside Girl's Guide to the Ocean by Kim Dwinell. So I'll have to see if I can get those brought in to read. So they're probably pretty good, but I hadn't heard of them. The best publication for teens ages 13 to 17 went to The Legend of Auntie Poe by Xing Yin Kor. And there's lots of other awards for, this one I guess could be youth friendly. There's a best graphic memoir was for Run Book One by John Lewis, Andrew Aiden, L. Fury, and Nate Powell, which is, there was a series of books called March, which were by John Lewis, the former senator who passed away a few years back. And those talked about his earlier years in politics, although sort of flashed forward to current day. Or more present day. And so Run is looking at his Senate run. And I haven't read that one yet. I've read all of the March books. But yeah, there was also, I know she's not on today, but our friend Amelia, who's on the radio show sometimes, we know loves Junji Ito. And a book called Love Sickness, Junji Ito Story Collection, won Best U.S. Edition of International Material Asia.
Oh, yeah. Amelia's going to be happy.
Yeah, you can, if you do a search online, you can find all of the various winners of, you know, so they have like best cover artist, best letterer, best writer, best adaptation, so many different awards. So you can check those out if you're a big graphic novel fan like us. Well, before we go for today, does anyone have anything they're excited about or looking forward to that they wanted to share?
Oh, well, my school starts August 29th.
So just and, 1 month to go.
This weekend, my old teacher, who's now our babysitter, she's coming to babysit us overnight because my parents are going to a nice hotel for one night to celebrate my dad's birthday. And then next week, I'm also getting babysat because my parents are going to a concert with my grandparents by one of my camp counselors, actually, which is super exciting because this one, she's one of my favorites. So, yeah.
That's cool. Get some fun time with some nice adults in your life.
Yes.
What do you like to do when you have a babysitter over?
Usually I talk to them because I tend to have really good babysitters. And at least my normal babysitter, the one that used to be my teacher, I actually had her as a teacher for 5 years and we're really close. She's like my best friend.
Aww.
She's my best nice. Friend. So I mostly just talk to her, catch up with her. I mean, I treat her as if she's like my very best friend, which she is. She is my very best friend. Yeah. So nice. That's why a babysitter comes, because she's usually that.
That sounds fun. So how about you, Fatia?
For me, like, it's for my brother's school, because my brother had an interview for school not too long ago, and I'm kind of excited because I think that we're going to go on the same bus together. Maybe we'll be in different buses. Maybe my brother will come to my bus. Maybe I'll come to his bus. I have no idea.
So you're looking forward to the potential of riding a bus together.
I'm also excited for like because like my new backpack because we already bought it but I wasn't allowed to see it yet. I didn't see it. I don't know like what my backpack looks like. I'm pretty excited. My school starts at September something.
I love that it's not even August yet and you both are so excited for school. You're like, ready. Yay. It's nice that you like school so much.
Well, I'm going to public school for the first time. And I've never gone to a school with more than like 150 people, entire school. Like never gone to a school with more than 200 people in the whole school. So I'm really excited to go public middle school first time. And I'm just so excited. And also it means a fresh start. And I don't know many people, which is exciting. Fresh start. That's why I'm so pumped. Usually I do not like school starting, but I'm so pumped.
Yeah. Get to meet some new people. That'll be fun.
New friends, new
always
people.
Went to public school.
Hmm? New friends, new people, new art lessons and art teachers and art everything. Which is exciting.
Maybe some new clubs. I know we were talking about clubs on a recent show, trying to figure out if there were any here in Hudson for the middle school. I'm not sure what I'm most excited for. I'm excited for this coming month. My mom, my sister, and my niece are going to come visit here in Hudson. And so I get to show them around. And my niece is really excited to see the library. She's seen little bits of it on Zoom in the past, but she's never been here. And my sister hasn't either, because the last time my sister was here, we still were in the old library building. So it'd be fun to show them.
Is this the niece from Abu Dhabi?
Yes, they're in the States for the summer.
Oh, cool. What about your nephew?
He's not coming. He and my brother-in-law are not coming for this extra trip. So I saw them. I saw everybody at the beginning of July, but now they're out on the West Coast. And then my sister and my niece will come back for an extra trip. Awesome. It'll be a little girl's trip, you know, with my mom, my sister, and me. Although my husband will be there too sometimes, but he's cool. So, but anyways, it was great to see you all. And we thank everyone out there for listening.
Yes. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books, and thank you for listening, because that's what makes this show possible.
If you love radio as much as we do, we encourage you to become a sustaining supporter of WGXC. You can give a very small amount every month and support the station and keep radio shows like Bound by Books on the air. You can give, I forget what the smallest amount is, but it's very small. The smallest amount that you can give.
As little as $5.
I think you can even give less, but $5 is a great minimum.
Oh yeah, I think you can also give like $1 a month. I mean, you can go as little as that. And also you can just do a one-time donation if you're feeling more comfortable with that. And yeah, whatever you give, we all really appreciate it, because it's what keeps this show running.
Yep. And all the other great shows on WGXC too.
Keeps this station up and running.
Yeah, to become a sustaining supporter, you can go to wgxc.org/donate. You can also check out the website, see the news, see what other shows are on. You can listen live on the website. You can also listen to archives of old shows. So if you missed an episode of Bound by Books and you want to catch up, you can listen online, as well as to all of our other favorite shows on the radio. But yeah, check it out, wgxc.org. It's a great site and a great radio station that we love so much. But thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading. Happy reading.